Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth perek of Maseches Tainis. Today we are learning perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel and perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet. As we continue discussing the Anshei Maimed, those who are Yisraelim, who go to the Beis HaMikdash and stand by as the Karbanos are brought by the Kohanim. Says the Mishnah, the Anshei Maimed Hayim Misanin Arba Yomim B'Shavua Miyom Sheni V'Yad Yom Chamishi. The members of the Maimed, both those who attended the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and those, as we learned previously, who would simply gather in their hometowns, they would fast on 4 days of their week, from Monday to Thursday. Again, that's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They would not fast on Friday, because that would desecrate Shabbos, that would diminish the honor of Shabbos. And they wouldn't fast on Sunday, that they would not go directly from the rest and the pleasure of Shabbos into the extremely difficult endeavor of fasting, which could greatly weaken them and, God forbid, cause them to die as well. Now, as Tiferes Yisrael points out, it doesn't mean they will literally die. It's more of a figurative type of a term, but it's still the point is still well taken. Now, each day, the members of the Maimed would read two paragraphs, like we said, from Ma'aseh Bereishis, Biyom Rishon, Bereishis V'Yirakia. On Sunday, they would read the first paragraph, which began with the first pasuk in the Torah of Bereishis, until Vayirakia, which was the first five psukim of the, sorry, the first eight psukim of the Torah, from the first five to the next six to eight. Basheni Yehirakia V'Kavu Amayim. And on Monday, they would read the second section, where it describes the affirmance of the upper sky, the lower sky, and so on, and the next paragraph where the waters are starting to gather in the creation of the world. Bashlishi on a Tuesday, they would read Yikavu Amayim Vihi Maoros. They would read the third paragraph, which was would let the waters gather, and the fourth paragraph, let there be these lights in the sky. Baravi on Wednesday, Yihi Maoros. The issue to Amayim, they would read the fourth paragraph, let there be the lights in the sky, and the fifth paragraph, let the waters swarm all around the earth. Bechamishi issue to Amayim, Vitotze Haaretz, and on Thursday, they would read the fifth paragraph, let the waters swarm, and the sixth paragraph, where the earth actually comes to be. And then Bashishi on the sixth day, on Friday, Totei Haaretz Vivayichulu Hashemayim. And on Friday, they would read the sixth paragraph, which described that the earth come forward, the animals, and so on and so forth. And the last paragraph, and the heaven and the earth were finished. That is the description of the completion of my separation of the creation of the world, and ultimately Shabbos as well. Now, three people would read each day's group of psukim. The Mishnah explains how the two paragraphs were divided amongst them. Parsha Gedola Koronosa B'Shnayim V'Katana B'Yachid. A longer paragraph is divided and read by two people, and a shorter paragraph is read in its entirety by one person. Now we're just going to learn some more halachas as it pertains to Kriyas Torah. B'Shachas Uva Musaf. Meaning the Kriyas Torah of the Ma'amaros, obviously. B'Shachas Uva Musaf. Only a Chachras and Musaf did the members of the Ma'amid bring out a Torah to actually have three people read from it, as we just described. Uva Mincha Nichnasin V'Koron Al P.M. Kikoron Shema. However, at Mincha and Ne'ilah, when they were exhausted from the fast, they did not actually bring out a Sefer Torah. Rather, they entered the Shul, and all of them would recite the Psukim together by heart, as is done when reading the Shema. Erev Shabbos, the Mincha lo hayu nichnasin b'nei kavod Shabbos, and on Friday at Mincha they did not enter the shul in order to read the Torah at all, because they were busy getting ready for Shabbos. Now, as we begin Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet, it's important to remember a few points. As we learned earlier, the members of the particular week's Maimed, again, both those in the Beis HaMikdash and those in their own towns, they would recite three tefillos in the daytime, Shachris, Mincha, and Ilah. On days when a carbon musaf is brought, they also would recite the tefillas musaf. Now, at each of these avodos, they read from the Torah, and they would add special tefillos for the acceptance of the karbanos. The Mishnah teaches us that on certain days, the members of the Maimon who were in the Beis HaMikdash would say only the basic tefillos, Shacharis, Musaf, when appropriate, Mincha, Ne'ilah, and they would not have the additional tefillos and the Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Mishnah, called Yom Shish, Bo Halal, Ein Bo Maimon, B'Shacharis, any day when Halal is said, whether it be Chanukah, really any day when Halal is said, but you don't bring in Karban Musaf, there is no Maimed service at Shacharis, since the members of the Maimed must say Halal on these days, in addition to whatever they're doing in terms of watching the avod of the Karban Tamid, they do not have time to be for the additional Torah reading and for davening extra tefillos at Shacharis. Karban Musaf ein bo b'ni'ilah. Any day on which a Karban Musaf is brought, there is no Maimed service at Ne'ilah whatsoever, certainly not at Musaf or at Mincha, because the members of the Maimed are busy at that time with preparing wood and water for the Karban Musaf. Karban Eitzim Ein Bo B'Mincha, any day on which a Karban Eitzim, the wood offering, is brought, there is no Maimed service at Mincha, because the members of the Maimed are busy greeting those who come to bring the wood offering. However, even on when the wood offering was brought, there is a Maimed service at Ne'ilah, Div Rabbi Akiva. That is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Now again, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Karban Musaf displaces the Maimed service of Ne'ilah, but the wood offering does not. However, Ben Azai is going to disagree. Amar lo Ben Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, Kachay Rabbi Yeshua Shona. Rabbi Yeshua taught the halacha as follows: Karban Musaf ein bo b'mincha, that when a Karban Musaf is brought, there is no Maimed service at Mincha, but there is one at Ne'ilah. Karban Eitzim Ein Bo B'Ne'ilah, when a wood offering is brought, there is no Maimed service not only at Mincha, but even at Ne'ilah. And the truth is, Rabbi Akiva even agreed with Ben Azai, Chazar Rabbi Akiva, Lihios Shona Ki Ben Azai. Rabbi Akiva changed his mind, and he taught as Ben Azai did in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, namely, that the wood offering displaces the Maimed service at Ne'ilah, but the Karban Musaf does not. Have a great day.